When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on My Talk, live streaming everywhere else. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Thank you so much for being here on this Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. And we're going to begin this hour with World Cup. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm completely kidding. I'm just joking.
And
I'm
our correspondent.
That's right. Yeah, Team USA. So we're not going to beat around the bush here. A couple weeks ago, you heard the sad announcement that our sister friend, Colleen, has decided to leave her position on our show, on the Colleen and Bradley show, weekdays, noon to three, for various reasons, but most importantly, her reasons. And leaving her on her own terms to spend more time with her family and chart a new path for herself. And we couldn't be more delighted for her, because rarely in this business do you get to leave, as she so beautifully said on their show, rarely in this business do you get to leave on your own terms. True. And the Colleen did that five times over. So the announcement was made, and we're going to continue to celebrate. I want to make this very crystal Carrington clear. We're going to continue to celebrate Colleen until she slaps us, until she tells us to stop.
Leave me alone.
Leading up to her last day, it's really important to all of us, because we all can't imagine the station without her. Mm-hmm. Having said that, hello, you are probably wondering, all of you, what's going to happen to noon to three? Oh, what's happening? What's happening? Well, we...
What now?
What's B. Arthur doing? So we wanted to give you some answers. And to do that, we thought it was only appropriate to bring in the folks from noon to three. And that is fresh from his forbidden dance class at 6 a.m., Bradley Trainer. Bradley,
thanks.
How are those classes going, buddy?
Very sweaty, even
That's
in the
right,
cold.
Girl. You look good, though.
Oh. I did a polar plunge.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
And also,
I almost did a polar plunge on the sidewalk with the dog this morning, but that's a different story.
Oh.
And also joining us, also from noon to three, we don't talk about what she does at 6 a.m., the one and only Holly Roberts. Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Good morning. If you ask me nicely, maybe I'll let you know.
Sassy Holly early a.m.
I love this.
Likey.
Okay, Bradley, take it away, dear friend.
Well, Jason, first of all, thank you so much for welcoming us on the show this morning, because, like, we're a family here, so it just seems the perfect place to talk about what's next and sort of where we are today. So thank you for that. Most importantly, you did a great job just encapsulating everything that we've been feeling since Colleen made her announcement on the show it's been a couple weeks now, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
And trust, there's going to be a lot of tears in the next few days and through next week, because Colleen's last day will be the 9th. So we have one more full week, in addition to what's left of this week, to celebrate the last 10 years of Team Cobra. And with Colleen's moving on, that co in the bra, the Cobra, is not part of the show. But to have just a show called Bra doesn't make any sense. It's also
I don't know. I think I'd like that.
Bizarre. But because Team Cobra is not going to be around anymore, although, again, we're going to celebrate hard over the next week, Holly and myself, it means that there's a new adventure from noon to three, beginning on the 12th of December. So, do you want to know what that adventure is going to be?
Well, let's take a break. I'm just joking. No, yes. We'll be right back.
No,
I'm kidding. I kid.
We need a drum roll.
Oh, would you like a drum roll? I can provide a drum roll for you.
Let's all of the sound effects.
Oh, I have them memorized again. I can't tell you where Vermont is on a map, but I can give you a drum. I know where all my buttons are memorized. Here we go. Oh, wrong one.
Mildly appropriate.
I am sorry. I'm sorry, Lex. I'm still thinking about Bradley and his forbidden dance class.
So, beginning December 12th, from noon to 3, you will be listening to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. So, yes,
the announcement. We'll be right back. No.
That's the first part.
Yes. So you're probably wondering, and believe me, we're going to talk about, we just need to get these announcements out. You're probably wondering to yourself, what about Holly Roberts? What about Holly? Which I believe was a Lifetime movie, wasn't it, Holly?
What
back in the 90s. What about Holly?
Yeah.
Holly Roberts, what the hell are you going to do?
Hello, Jason and Alexis.
Hey, girl, hey.
Good morning. Hey, girl, hey.
That's right. Yeah. Holly's joining the morning show. Like wife swap.
Yeah.
And Maury and Julia will be taking over for Steve. And Steve and Donna will be. It literally is musical chairs around here.
Yeah.
Well, let's go one by one. Congratulations to Dawn, who has been our executive producer since Rockband. I put it not in years, but I put
Six years.
Project down in 30s.
Yeah, well, it was the first thing I did when I came to the station.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Dawn. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling, it's a bittersweet feeling. I've been waking up at 3:30 or 4 a.m. for 22 years.
Yeah, that's right.
And so
she's tired.
I'm tired, but
midday dawn maybe perkier. No,
Yeah. You know, that's just a technical thing. But you know, whenever I took the risk to come here, which was totally unexpected, I was, you know, sent an email from one of the guys above the emperor saying, "Hey, would you be interested in moving to Minneapolis?" I was like, what? Who are you? You know?
Valid question.
And my program director back home said, what? You just got an email from whom? They were like, I've been trying to get a hold of that guy for 9 years just to talk to me about a job. And he goes, whatever he offers you, take it. And
wow.
I'm like, whoa, that's weird for your program director to say that, right? Because of the great reputation of Hubbard and the station. So then I started listening to Jason and Alexis. And I fell in love with them because it was so refreshing and fun to listen to people who obviously had a great connection with each other and with the listeners, made people laugh and made each other laugh. And that is just simply what we want to do. And I thought, I want to be a part of that. And it was a big change because I had to move away from my daughter for the first time.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah. And your whole family, like you moved here, didn't know a soul.
Thank you. Yes. So yeah, I do not regret it because I've had the best 6 years in all of my morning career with both of you.
And I'll be filling in for Holly and vice versa when we go on vacation, right? Because we each need to, we yeah. each will know how to do each other's job. So I can't wait to come back and you know, do that. And we'll have Colleen
awesome.
In to fill in for me. And, you know, it'll just be a musical chairs again. And you know how much vacation we all have. So, but I just want to thank you both for welcoming me in, and then just let me be myself for the first time in radio. So,
aww. Thank you.
Oh, honey, please, thank you. I mean, we're going to gush about you, Lex and I, coming up. But
I'm so excited to start with Bradley, too, as well, on a new adventure.
Gosh, it's going to be so fun to hear you guys.
Sorry to take up so much time. And
Dawn, come on. It's our show. You're please. That's, there's a reason I started with you. Yes, we started with you for a damn good reason. So, Bradley, how are you feeling, buddy?
Girl, I have been on a roller coaster for like
weeks.
I bet.
Why do you think I'm asking?
And I've never been through anything like this before, right? Like, so it's such a crazy ride. I have had the gift, truly believe every word out of my mouth that follows, as you should always, but especially now, that every single 3 hour chunk of time that I have gotten to have fun with Colleen, and it's actually been longer than 10 years, has been a blast. But I know that I started on this station laughing with the two of you on a Saturday show that happened like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Eating like chicken tenders from
Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's. And literally, I was sitting in this chair.
Yeah.
The very chair that I'm sitting in right now.
We birthed you. You came
literally from your birth canal.
Vaginally, we did it.
Vaginally. Alexis delivered you vaginally, Bradley.
It is too early for me to make jokes, so I'm going to refrain because I don't trust myself.
We needed a lot of towels for that one. Yeah. Wow.
But what I know is, based on that and based on the last 10 years with Colleen and having worked with Dawn and having worked with Holly, and first of all, I want to just, you know, like, and we're going to celebrate, and I want to celebrate the show. I want to celebrate Colleen. I want to celebrate Holly, and we'll do that from noon to three for the rest of the time that we have together. But also, the bigger point I wanted to make to you guys was, we're all a family, and a family on the radio is such a unique and strange thing, something I've never experienced before. And so I know I'm in great hands. I know that, you know, we are connected in a way, even though our listeners maybe tune in and tune out at different times. So I'm just grateful for all the love that you've shown me, that you've shown our show for the last 10 years. And I'm excited to see what the next chapter holds for every single one of us.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Holly and Brad, can you two stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let's do this, because we obviously want to hear from our dear Holly. And more conversation about the changes, a new season here at My Talk when we come back. A very special Dirt Alert next.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Well, it'll be a Dirt Alert like no other, because
we're the biggest
dirt. Yeah, we're actually not going to do a Dirt Alert. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn, and we're joined by two special guests, family members from noon to three, Bradley and Holly Roberts. If you missed, I know I was reading some comments yesterday. Some people are like, oh, I have class, or I'm going to be here or there at the top of the hour. So if you missed it, just to recap before we continue talking to our friends, starting the 12th, right, Bradley?
Yep.
Starting the 12th, yeah. It will be the Bradley and Dawn show. Is that the official name, right? What's the name?
The Adventures of Bradley
the
and Dawn.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
I love that. Okay. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
All right.
Okay. I love that. I thought that's fantastic. I love that. I can see that in a book.
Nice coffee table book.
Yeah.
Or a children's coloring book.
Exactly. And then you're probably wondering, okay, well, what about Holly? And what about Jason and Alexis in the morning? Well, first of all, Lex, did you see the tweet? We need to clear up something I didn't think we needed to clear up, but you know, people are like, Alexis didn't say anything. Is she leaving? No, Alexis is not going anywhere.
No,
Alexis is.
I'm sitting back listening.
We'll be knitting in the corner until the day she dies.
Yeah.
Sounds Alexis, like a great plan to me.
Yeah, yes.
Lex, oh, no,
I was
girl.
Just listening, and then in the break, Holly and I were, you know,
chatting, so I didn't see the tweet. But yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, she's not going anywhere.
Casey and Alexis, we're still tag teaming together.
We're going to roll out further announcements as the day progresses.
Bradley, don't. You're going to freak people out.
No. You've already heard it.
You
but
heard
people
it.
Do have other questions.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. And some of those questions we can will answer soon. But no, Lex is not going anywhere. My goodness. I would have been in a much different mood during the show today. But that leads to Holly Roberts. Holly will be well, kind of returning to us in a way, right, Holly? You're kind of coming back home.
Yeah, I am like the My Talk Village bicycle. Everyone has
a tandem bike. No. She's like, you're riding me.
I'm a banana seat with flowers on it.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I love that.
You're so cute. It's true.
Holly, are you the bike or are you the person riding us?
Use your imagination.
Question depends on the day, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, true.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
We've made lots of radio together.
We have made lots of radio together. We have had lots of fun times, and I am so excited for the new chapter of the new fun rides together that we will take.
Oh, yes. Guys, it's just going to be awesome. When I came here, you taught me everything, Holly. And you taught me, you trained me. I still have the picture of my first day with you.
You do?
I do. I'm going to post it on Twitter.
Okay. Oh, well, do I have a mustache in the picture?
No! Can we clarify that? Hey, you look great. You do. I'm
no,
so
Holly,
excited
we made
and
you
happy.
Wax before the photo. Remember, Lex and I sat you down and we waxed.
I mean, true story. I did
so
shave
real.
My mustache before I came in this morning.
Don't tell people that, girl.
I wish
Mystery.
I did.
Lex going, did not, however. Yeah, Lex did not, however.
We've got to have shaving parties together, Holly. Because
done and done.
Nobody tells you that, right?
Shaving party. Oh my God.
Aren't you glad you're leaving, Dawn? That's coming up on the morning show.
We don't shave each other from noon to three.
Oh, God.
So,
oh, it's a whole new world over here.
Maybe we'll do depilatory cream.
Waxing Wednesdays?
Oh, my God.
Lex, we've been doing waxing Wednesdays for years, remember?
Yes. We'll just start up again.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, I am so excited. I was telling Alexis in the break how fortunate my time at My Talk has been. It's like I got to be with Lennon McCartney for the past years working with Colleen and Bradley. Oh. And now I get to be so darn lucky that I immediately get to go with Mick and Keefe.
Yes!
I mean, it is just like going from the Beatles to the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
And it is incredible.
Who's who?
My Talk's Glimmer Twins. And I get to jam out with them. I'm like Ron Wood. I'm just going to be, playing guitar in the back.
Yes.
You are really
you need
good
to be
at
on
the drums.
Drums, FYI.
Yeah, thank you.
This
good
woman.
Drummer.
You are so good for a rock band. That was fantastic.
We're like, what the hell is this? She knows how to do everything.
No, she does. She does.
She does.
At the station as well. Holly knows how to do every shift.
Everything.
She knows how to
knows
do
the
Arthur's job. She just basically could run the station.
It's true.
Not that I'm saying that. Would happen, but maybe
I've got fingers.
Oh my God, what, like people are going to show up dead? What are you saying? First,
what
she's
saying?
Riding a bicycle.
I know. We can do everybody's job.
Dun, 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 dun.
I also want to make a note just before we end here that I will still be. I demanded that I still be working with Kenny because we're still doing the Krabby Coffee Shop together on Wednesdays. He's in the studio right now. Hey, Kenny, say something.
Yeah, you're not leaving me. I won't let you leave me. And if you do leave, I'm going with you.
Oh, no. Well, the other option was the convent, so come along.
Yeah, no, congratulations to all of you. This has been fun to listen to, and I love all of you guys. And it's going to work out. And Holly, that bicycle line, can I steal that line? I want to use that line.
Absolutely. I'm open source comedy over here.
Well, there we go. Bradley, Holly, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We love you guys.
Good luck. We have the Dawn paranormal manual to give you, Brad. She comes with ghosts, just FYI.
I am ready to get scared.
She comes with spirits. That's right.
You know I don't believe in ghosts, by the way.
Bradley and Dawn, and then Jason and Alexis with Holly Roberts all begins December 12th. When we come back, Alexis, Dawn, and I will talk next. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Complete with Alexis. She's not
I'm here.
Going anywhere.
I'm not
She's
going
not
anywhere.
Not going
I was just
anywhere.
Listening.
I know.
Because it's a, well, it's no, a big funny, day it's, today. It's a big day.
Yeah, it's really not about us. It's not about the two of
no.
us. That's why I just set it up because somebody has to stir
yes.
the drink. But
no,
I
absolutely.
But Alexis did say something. That's why I cracked up. There was actually two people that were like, no, you didn't specifically mention Alexis.
Right.
And
yeah.
I thought, oh,
okay,
I you know,
right.
I'm like, okay, but no, are you and I never do this, but yesterday, because as I said in the second hour, Lex and I have been here for so damn long. We have moss on us, but also we have ivy in our crotch. But we've been through big changes 8, 9, 12 times, and we know how this is for our colleagues. And I just put a post on our My Talk Facebook page, just talking about just. Asking people to lead with kindness because, you know, these are all our family members and there's no need to pit show against show. And everyone has their favorites and that's great and fun. We all do. There's hosts on The View that I like more than, you know what I mean. Anyway, but I was going through and I posted that post and I read up a couple people and I obviously couldn't say anything. And there were two people that said, I am getting a very strong feeling. That oh. Alexis, I know, and I wanted to respond so bad to be like, okay, out of all the guesses, you can mark that one off.
You but mean before we said anything?
Before, oh, yeah, before we said anything thought, on the oh. Facebook page, they thought you were Lex. They're going, they were putting, they do what we do. That's why I, it, also
about
in my post. Well, no, about PD&D when we have good natured guessing and they were putting clues together.
Oh, right.
And I said that in my post. I said, look, good natured guessing of what's happening. Great. Go to just let's keep it positive. It, you know, go with
well,
the spirit
I did get
of our
a message
station.
Saying that they thought it would be me because it's a better schedule.
That's what
with my kid.
So,
and nope.
Yeah.
We're continuing on.
Yeah. They said, I'm afraid that that Lex is going to leave Jason and she is going to go off and they did use the schedule. They said not used, but they mentioned the schedule thing, which is probably, but
valid
I don't know.
Point.
I mean, a valid point. And, but I wanted to type so badly. Nope.
No.
Mark that one off your bingo card. Mark that one. Cause I think I would be in the door right behind you if that happened. So
We've been doing this a long time.
We literally just had a lunch and I think we kind of, I'm like, you know, if that happened, I would take a rope and fall and tie myself to her waist and we would just walk out
together.
We would float away down together. Yeah. We'd float down the river together out of here. So,
but that's such a great point. You know, Jason and I, how long have we been doing this, Jason, together? So even like with Saturday Night Groove.
2006, my friend.
2006.
Wow. And that was like seven boyfriends ago for me.
Ah!
Yeah.
And it's not an easy dynamic to enter. And Dawn, you've done that.
Oh.
And so
yes.
We are really going to miss you. But I know from day one, you said, I want to be a host here. And I'm just happy and proud that you have been, that you're given this opportunity, you're going to crush it and just have the best time. And I'm just happy that we're going to be able to see each other still in the halls and, you know, and fill in for each other and do all of that.
Yes.
But I just want to just say how proud and happy we are for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you guys so much. I can't think about it right now, but
no. And I'll say Lex said it beautifully. I don't even need to open my big mouth. Lex, everything that Lex just said, I can just say Demi Moore ditto. But I'll just add, I said it. Lex mentioned something said on day one. I mentioned it on day one with you, Dawn. And I said, you know, I'm going to I've made some mistakes in the past with friends and mixing business and stuff. And I go, I think I'm going to break the rules with you. And because I knew that I know what it's like to move to a town, and Lex does too, military kid. Yeah. But I know as an adult what it's like moving to a town where you know no one.
Yeah.
I had done that in 97. I didn't know anyone, and I felt for you. And I we had a really instant, I'm speaking for myself, I had a connection with you right from our first interview dinner. And I said to my husband, I said, you know, I'm going to break the rule, and I want to kind of befriend her because I know what it's like to not have a social life in a circle, and invited you to the cabin and just tried to welcome you as
you
much as we could. And so that aspect, I hope is still there, and hope it will continue.
Yes,
and,
I hope so too.
Yeah. And
And both of you, I just, you know, thank you for opening your hearts to me and being human beings, because I haven't had an opportunity to, there have been rare moments. I've been in many combinations of morning shows. I've worked at 7 stations since I was 25 years old, and I really have made magic with you. And it's something that you can't plan. Because it takes all 3 people wanting to work together and be a team and not trying to overshadow each other. And that's whenever the huge laughter comes. And that is precious. And you can't find that everywhere. It's actually very rare. So thank you for letting me make magic with you.
Oh, there's no let. There's no... I had a friend that
thanks
said...
Thanks for
it.
Playing no with
let.
Us.
Yeah, thanks for playing with us. I mean, you came in at a... You came in at a time where Lex and I, we made a joke. We joked with you about it. We remember.
You guys had fill-in producers forever.
We had fill-in producers. And we felt not throwing shade. This is just, we tell everything. We felt a little abandoned at times.
Yeah.
And you came in. And I remember Alexis and I, during the phone interview, we were in B. Arthur's office. And we just said, we just want you to like us. We were joking. We're like,
funny.
We just want someone.
Really
we
funny.
Want someone to stay with us for at least a couple years.
Yeah.
So we're glad that you stayed more than a couple years. You stayed and created great content with us. You mentioned it, from Passing Notes to Dear Diary, to helping out on that wonderful day, adding so much emotion to the day when Alexis said that she was pregnant. I mean, we're going to go through all of this as this last week goes on, but you have really, as Alexis said, you've played in our sandbox beautifully and crafted some great moments. And when Alexis and I do tie each other up with a rope and float down the river together,
I'll be running along,
and we're
shore.
Out of here, and we float down the river out of here together.
Uh-huh.
We will look back at these 6 years with a special feeling, right, Lex?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lots of fun, lots of great memories, and we'll continue them. And that's what's so great about it. I just feel like, a little rejiggering here, and we still get to have a great time together and, you know, do all of the things that we have. So I'm just really excited to hear you and Bradley together. That's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
And just, just moving forward. It's just really a celebratory time. And
absolutely.
I hope that everyone listening feels the same way.
Yeah, it's bittersweet because we're losing Colleen, and I don't want to lose sight of that, especially for the next week. We will be, as we say, leading with Colleen, as
of
we
course.
Should.
Mm.
And then but then after that, you know, bittersweet, but we'll focus on the sweet as of December 12th. So,
yeah, just so you know, when they offered me the position, I called Colleen that night, because there isn't, even though we are in communications, the business, there sometimes isn't a lot of communication around here. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea. I think we're the best communicators in the world.
I have no idea
what you're talking about, right, Lex?
I didn't want her to find out from Dez in the bathroom or something, you know. So I called her and I said, hey, this has happened. And we had a really good long talk. And I talked about, you know, I told her how much respect I have for her. And, you know, what a gem she is, and how I feel so lucky to be given the opportunity to even be in that time spot.
Yeah.
You know, she's been here for 20 years, She made the announcement that she was leaving on her 20th year anniversary.
Yeah.
And they didn't even really realize it. They're like, we didn't even get you a car. No, but everything's all good, you know.
It's cyclical. It's all.
Yeah.
Lex and I were in that time slot. So we love that you're going there. It's a great time slot. Believe me, right, Lex?
That's my nap time. So I have a plan. If he gets boring, I have some like, dun, 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 dun. So lullaby music to play. I'm going, oh, I am getting tired. Oh,
what's wrong with me? You could just sleep in now.
Yeah. Well, and if you need something to put you to sleep, I'll call in and talk about Dallas. That'll put you right to sleep. Yeah. We're going to take a break. More conversation when we return.